Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. On May 4th, a crowd of trans people and allies gathered at the Courthouse Square in downtown Dayton, Ohio, for the We Will Not Be Erased Trans Rights Rally. The event, organized by the Gatlin Dam Group, DEFA, and PFLAG Dayton, was a powerful stand against anti-LGBTQ+ legislation and a passionate call for trans rights. The event was filled with energy, emotion, and a strong sense of community. Trans people, allies, and others across the LGBTQ+ spectrum gathered to show their support and demand justice. I wanted to hear directly from the people who showed up. Here's what they had to say. What gives you hope today?
I think the people here. I mean, there's so much energy and joy and enthusiasm, and I just don't believe that we're going to fail. It might be a long, hard fight, but it's not a losing fight.
What gives me hope today is the amount of people who show up to things like this, trans and non-trans, and how hard I see everyone in my community fighting for everyone else there.
What gives me hope is that I know that any attack on any marginalized group is an attack on all of us, and they can take whatever they want from you, but at the end of the day, they cannot take your fight, they cannot take your spirit, and they can't take your passion from you.
What gives me hope? Honestly, seeing, you know, the news, seeing how many people show up to these protests and rallies, it shows that even in red states such as Ohio, you know, people like me are still out there and people are still fighting to this day, even when nothing but, you know, pure crap has been thrown at us.
My friends give me hope, because if my friends are there, friends are here with me, I could do anything, honestly. I just love them.
What gives you hope right now?
Well, I always look back to especially Sylvia Rivera's speech, Y'all Better Quiet Down, but a lot of what they were doing around Stonewall, what our trans elders have said and what they were doing.
Really, it's just how relatable we all are to one another that gives me hope.
What gives you hope right now?
Knowing that even though we have been marginalized and discriminated against, we still persist. They cannot stamp us out. They've tried to kill us systematically through the years, and we keep coming back like cockroaches. Hey, they can't kill us.
A special thanks to
Catherine Devlin,
Michael Nephilim,
Cozy Bradley,
Isabella Lieback,
Robin Morris,
Judas Damon,
Josh Mitchell,
Cameron Bartlett,
and many more. What gave me hope that day wasn't just the moving speeches or the signs. It was the act of showing up and coming together, loud and clear. It was a reminder that our very existence is an act of resistance, and that no matter the challenges, the trans community will not be erased. As I wrap up this season, maybe take a moment and ask yourself, what gives you hope today? Until next time, I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.